Wherever he goes, people ask Championship Man about the course. And he has the same answer for all of them. "The course?" he repeats. "The course, is it?" Sure, I never heard about that until I was 40. And whenever it comes on the box, I switch over. His father was tight with Paddy Prendergast when they were growing up. And he's always delighted to read about him being alive and well down in Kerry. They were great men, the men of the 50s. And we shouldn't wish them away like that. This week, he's been more concerned with whiling away the time. He tried to keep up his usual All-Ireland final routine, bought the local papers on Tuesday, had them devoured before the 9 o'clock news, got the car serviced on Wednesday. "Oh, you're a mighty man to follow them all down the years," the mechanic told him, playing along, I guess. And to Roundy for the haircut on Thursday. Another hour and a half put down there discussing how the full forward line might be the best we've had yet. And a queue down the street when he came out. Yesterday evening, hoovered the car just before it got dark. But this morning, he doesn't know what to do. The pretense is over. He won't be travelling. For the first time ever. He's bought the programme online and has it studied in full already. He has the flag up on the chimney and the figurines painted green and red. But there isn't a lot left to do now to kill the hours. It's not a day for starting anything big, more of a tipping around kind of a day. I'm sure it might come wet yet anyway. If he could, if he was allowed, he'd hit for Croke Park just to watch them going in and to listen to the noise while the game was going on. He'd happily settle for the radio commentary. He got the app on his phone during the first lockdown, just to sample the whole damn day above. Nothing beats being there, they said, and they were right. It was a long year, but it could have been longer. The crowd of young lads playing for the club reached the county semi-final, but he never got to a single game. Between Facebook Live, WhatsApp, the local radio, and fellas ringing him, he was able to stay in touch, and that was something. The county team came along great. He was delighted with them. He saw Tommy Conroy ducking into McHugh's at some stage along the way and nearly swerved into a parked car. He didn't think he'd ever seen a finer specimen of a young fellow, and a lean jaw on him like you'd use to cut paper, and a bounding stride like an Olympic high jumper. "Ah, they're right," he said to herself when he came home that evening. "They're definitely right." He's been living off those scraps all year. He's managed to figure out how the podcasts and the blogs work, and they keep him half right. But it's been an uneasy truce, for Championship Man is a tactile man. See, touch, listen, smell and taste. Big days out appeal to all of his senses. He'll watch it at home, in the good room, while the rest of them are in the kitchen glued to the other telly. They do too much shouting for his liking. He likes to weigh it up a bit. See how they're moving as they come out. He loves to see Aidan O'Shea sucking in great big gulps into the lungs. And when he spots Killian and the serious face on him, he gets a great jolt of reassurance. "Take care," he thinks. "Take care, might it be. COVID's a curse. But we're still alive. Perhaps never more alive. Mighty, if they could just win the toss and the throw-in. You'd never know. You just never know."